At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up
Stuff. Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Bubba Dub Show. Today is Monday. We got a full show for y'all today. You already know I'm finna get on Kevin Durant's head. You know I'm about to get on his head too. Squad business. Y'all ready to start this show? Let's go. Well, we start the show off with Ant-Man. Timberwolf swept the Phoenix Suns. Say it with me. Phoenix Suns, trash. That's exactly what they are. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, the big three, trash. That shit dead. How the hell you get beat swept by Anthony Towns, Ant-Man, and Robert Goldberg? Make it make sense. Rudy Goldberg, make it make sense. You can't get one win? One? You Kevin Durant. You 7 foot? You supposed to be one of the greatest ever. Bradley Beal, you probably one of the best guards in the league. $161 million motherfucking contract, and you can't win no game? Stop it. Somebody need to get fired. Frank Vogel, Phoenix, come in. Time for you to hit that door. That's inexcusable. I do not care what nobody say. The Phoenix Suns should not have got swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves. At the bare minimum, they should at least won two games. At least two. But to go out 4-0 like this, nigga's crazy. But it's a new sheriff in town, and his Aunt Spider-Man, it was balling, fouling last night. 13 for 23, hitting every big shot, getting to the rim, dunking, getting fouled, ain't complaining, just flat out a stud. Do you hear me? A flat out a young stud is what he is. They got old ass Michael Conley. After Michael Conley came into the league with Muzzy Bowl, still playing at an elite level. I got to give a shout out to the Minnesota Timberwolves for advancing to the second round. They look good. I'm like this young team here. Hey, Timberwolves could very well go all the way. Do I think so? Never. Now I'm just saying, I just don't see them going all the way. But could they? Absolutely. It's a total disaster. It's a failure year for the Suns, man, to go out and have a big three like that and to get swept. But you got to understand, they never really had a point guard this season. So what it just goes to show us, you can have some of the greatest people in the world on your team, but if there ain't no karate, you ain't got no leader, you're going to get results just like the Phoenix Suns got last night. They got swept on their own home court last night. Back to what I was saying, though, y'all, and y'all can get in the comments with me and let me know what y'all think. But Frank Vogel got to go. One of the big three got to go. I don't think you bring that same team back. I just don't think you do it. I don't know, who would you get? Would you get rid of Durant? Would you get rid of Bill? Would you get rid of Booker? Who would you bring in? Y'all get in the comments. Let me know who y'all think. Or you just keep that team together. But for me, something like that, I'm breaking that shit up in Phoenix. I'm breaking that up in Phoenix. I feel like I get rid of Bradley Beal ass. He the weakest link to me. I like him and all, but I could see him somewhere else playing somewhere else on another team. I don't think maybe it's the offense. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just need a coach to put them in a better position. Kevin Durant was hanging out a lot on the wing, just waiting on the ball in the corners, just waiting on the ball. and they was playing that way. So maybe they need a new coach to come in, change the offense, and maybe because they play a lot of ISO too, you know, one-on-one. You need to move that ball around in this league to win, and we all know that. But shout out to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They advance. We rocking and rolling over here today on this Monday show because you know what's coming up next. You already know what's coming up next today. Don't even play with me. More NBA playoff talk on the way. Let's go. We back. Yeah, we back. We finna talk about them Lakers. How about them Lakers? Lakers and Celtics. Over the weekend, Lakers pulled off a major victory over the Denver Chicken Nuggets. I don't hear you haters now. I don't hear y'all now. Y'all said we were going to get swept, and you Negroes lying. In LeBron, we trust. In AD, we trust. I'm not going to trust you yet, D-Lo. You played better. Yeah, I don't always trust. I don't trust you just like that yet. But you played better. The Lakers play again tonight in the Mile High City. Everybody expecting the Lakers to lose except me. I believe them. I believe them. And let me just say this right now. If the Denver Chicken Nuggets do not beat the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, their ass getting beat itself. Simple as that. Jamal Murray, I heard you having a calf problem. Don't win tonight. You're going to have more than a calf problem. Your ass going to Cancun. Then you know right now, Lakers rocking and rolling. D-Lo feeling itself again. Bring your medication with you, fam. The same medication that you had in L.A., bring it on the road with you. You're going to need it. Now, back to you, Bron. You was on the sideline the other night. Wanted your head coach, Bumpy Johnson, to make a call. He didn't call it. You screaming and hollering. Team went down and laid the ball up. We can't have that shit in Denver. We need everybody on one court. And I think we is. I see LeBron didn't work on prime time no more. And I love them prime time. But them football shoes. Keep them LeBrons on you had on the other night. That's what we need. Got a little rest. Even though he played 40 minutes, LeBron was able to get a little rest here and there. And it helped him out in the fourth quarter, fresh legs, balling. AD is on a whole nother level right now. Yeah, he on a whole nother level right now. You can't ask no more out of him. He doing what he's doing. Boy, look like Will Chamberlain the other night. Look like Will Chamberlain. I love it, man. Lakers, Rui, looking better. Austin Reeves finally done woke up. If we can get a little bit more from Gabriel Vincent, a little bit more from him. Prince been stepping up. Prince has been key to these Lakers. I'm loving what I'm seeing for Prince. But let me break the game down to y'all out there. Don't really know what's going on. The key to the Lakers coming back and winning this series is keeping Aaron Gordon off the boards. If they keep Aaron Gordon's off the board, the Lakers got a chance to come back winning this series, keeping the turnover down to a minimum. And just staying on your man, staying connected to your man on the three. We know Jokic's going to get here. Yeah, big Jokic's going to get the triple-doubles, and that's cool. But if we can limit Aaron Gordon, because Porter been balling too. You know, Michael Gamblin, Porter, legend. Hey, you already know what I'm talking about. We got to keep them to a minimum. But we can just control the boards, keep Aaron Gordon off the board. The Lakers got a shot. And I'm like, man, Dub, you tripping. It's going to be a gentleman sweep. No, it's not. Told y'all, Murray ain't helped. Yeah, when a fish smell, when a shark smell blood in the water, he coming. He coming. L.A. was rocking and rolling another night. Do you hear me? Rocking and rolling. Yeah, y'all can see I'm not in my studio. I'm on the road. Everywhere I go, I'm recording. So, no, a lot of y'all were talking to me in the audio. It's okay. We be back in the studio tomorrow. But you're going to get this heat today on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. We rocking and rolling 5 days a week. If you can't watch it, you can damn so listen to me on Apple and Spotify. Sign up. That's what we do over here, and we keep it 100. We ain't holding nothing back. More NBA playoff talk on the way. Talking about the Cowboys also. Heard they brought back Zeke. You gonna want to hear what I got to say about that. Stay tuned. Indiana Pacers done went out and killed them $2. Oh, yeah. Y'all understand? Damn. Come here. Y'all the Pacers. Pacers for the win this series. And I told y'all, y'all should have left Doc River potato salad face ass at the nurse at home where he was at. Had no business firing their head coach. But you want to bring in Doc. He's a veteran. He ain't shit. I'm here to tell the truth. Ain't nothing but the truth. Doc Rivers, trash. Halliburton, balling. Do you hear? Balling. That's what a point guard supposed to do. Control the game. He ain't all about his points. He going to get them assists. He going to get them rebounds. He going to settle the troop down when the little team go on the run. Settle down. We got this. Mike L's rolling over in his grandma living room right now. We're full of love right now. Indiana is surprising a lot of people, man. Only team I really can see beating the Pacers is the Celtics. Like, that's the only team I can see in the East getting in their way. But yeah, shout out to the Pacers. Books hurt. Young is hurt. Chris Middleton playing out of his mind, but it's just not enough. It's just not enough right now for this young Indiana Pacers team right now. So, like I said, I told y'all I had the Pacers in 7. It might end in 6. This series might just end in 6. I don't really know what the Milwaukee Bucks can do from here. I know they're not going to break it up, but Doc Rivers is not the long-term solution there in Milwaukee. I'm not the front office will never admit to it, but they definitely made a mistake bringing him in. He killed the whole vibe of the team. Coaches different, man. Some players get up for certain coaches. Some players don't. I know they all young men. They got a job to do. But I just feel like Doc was a vibe killer, man. They sound like that other coach that they had before. Man, he had swag. He was cool. He would hold those guys accountable. And Doc is just so old school, man. And, you know, that old school way ain't working in today's league, man. So shout out to the Pacers. They up right now, 3-1. They up 3-1 on the Milwaukee Bucks. And like I say, the Milwaukee and the Indiana Pacers, they love Bucks. Them boys love to hunt. You know, going down here, you know, and when we're from in Texas, you know, them Bucks, you know, they trophy, like to hang the trophies up on the wall when you get them big old Bucks and stuff, man. Big old 8-pointers, big old 10-pointers. Yeah. Them old country boys know what I'm talking about when I talk about them old Bucks. Good meat. Yeah, old Bucks is good meat right now for them Pacers down now. Believe that. Shout out to Naptown. Y'all doing y'all thing. Plenty more NBA talk on the way. I'm back each and every day. Yeah, I'm on your back like a choir practice. Told y'all it won't stop. It can't stop. Stay tuned. More heat on the way. New York Knicks. New York Knicks done went down there to Philadelphia and knocked the Philly cheesesteaks out of them. Come here, Brunson. Mark Cuban rolling on his grave right now, letting them get away from the marriage the way he did. I told y'all, Jalen Brunson, the truth. Josh Hart playing better than ever right now. Don't get me wrong. I expect Embiid to come back out the next game and put up 40 himself. Him or Maxie. But like I told y'all, it was going to be the Knicks in 7, man. It's the Knicks year. I keep telling y'all, Dub, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, I know. Hey, sometimes I might be wrong on my picks. But I'm telling you, for the most part, I'm right. Right now, the New York Knicks is balling right now. I could see, like I said, I could see Philly winning one more game. But that's going to be about it. This series is going to end in 6. It's not going to even go in 7 like I thought. The way the Knicks shooting the ball, the way Tibbs is coaching this team, this is a defensive-minded team with Tibbs, man. Like, New York Knicks really get after it on that defensive end. And, man, the way he gets put them players in position, man, the way Jalen Brunson is able to draw those fouls and get to the free throw line, man, it's simply incredible the way he can do the things. He left-handed. So, it's his shot, man, he's just crazy right now. I know all my Knicks fans loving this right now. The Knicks is back, and we're going to win it all. No! Now, you going too little too goddamn far with that talk. Y'all going to win it all? Not this year, fam. Walt Frazier rolling over in this grade right now. Y'all not going to win it just yet, Knicks. Not going to win. I know y'all wish y'all had Julius Randle on command. Woo! Ain't no telling how y'all would look with all y'all being healthy. But he's not here, so we're not going to dibble and dabble in the ifs. But we're talking right now. Y'all will advance to the next series. And what y'all do is what y'all do. But I want to give my love to the Knicks. Y'all looking great. Statue of Liberty. Y'all standing up, man. They down there selling pizza right now. Them rats running around. They eating good. Them rats wearing bulletproof vests, do-rag, Timberland. It's a good day. It's a lovely time to be in New York right now. Ain't no snow. Ain't none of that going on right now. Yeah, and the damn rat had a Louis Vuitton do-rag. God damn, what? Can't get no Louis Vuitton do-rag, but the rat can. Them damn rats in New York, the size of a damn possum. Talking about we're going to walk the streets in New York. I be damned. I ain't walking no streets in no goddamn New York. Hell, the vampire ain't walk the streets of New York at night. But y'all want me to come down there and walk? Never. Shit, yo B, hell, won't be me. I'm going to be at the crib. Stay tuned, though. More NBA playoff talk on the way. Mavs played the Clippers. Yeah, I'm going to break that game down to you, too. Yeah, let's make this the number one sports podcast that it is in the world. Not in the U.S. In the world, we can do it. The numbers keep going up each and every day. I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. Hey, let's keep rocking and rolling, y'all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We back. What? We back. Yeah. I told you, I'm right back on y'all. I'm on y'all ass like back pockets. This Monday, I ain't here to play, but I'm here to stay. Listen to me now. The Los Angeles Clippers beat the Dallas Shag Mavericks yesterday. And boy, Paul George was balling without Kawhi. They look better without Kawhi. Is that me? Do they look better without Kawhi? I told y'all, you can't play no ball in no goddamn New Balance. You need some Nikes, fam. Or you need them Adidas Ant-Man wearing them nice, by the way. I got to go out there and get me a pair of them Ant-Mans. Adidas doing their thing with the designs. Shout out to them. Kanye, trash. But anyway, back to the game. Luka, you got to play better, fam. You got to help Kyrie. Ramadan is over right now. Kyrie needs some spaghetti, needs some cornbread, fam. Whatever you need, Kyrie, let me know. The brothers, we will pull up. We will pull up and give you what you need, Kyrie. You're balling. Luka will play better next game. I still got Dallas winning this series in 7. But Luka, you got to come on with it, fam. This is what champions is made at right here. You want to be better than Dirk? You want to be considered up there with Dirk? You got to go and get this win. I need you to knock the Clippers out. Yeah, Clipper Durr, fat ass too. Knock them out. Just like the security guard dude did. Knock them out. Still love you, go Clipper Durr. But I had to throw that in there, fam. You know, you're on my page messing with me, fam. You know, I had to get you back. But yeah, I feel like Dallas still going to win the series in 7. It's an evenly matched series, man. On the cool, though. You got Luka. You got Kyrie. You got Paul George. You still got Harden over there that's balling. Like, Harden had 31. Y'all keep forgetting Harden one of the top scorers in this NBA. Like, y'all keep forgetting that guy can still put the ball in the basket. Don't never forget that, man. He might be stripper Harden, but he still can ball. Still got Westbrook coming off the bench. You got Powell for the Clippers coming off the bench over there. The Clippers loaded. I ain't going to lie to you. You got Zubiak over there. The Clippers loaded. But I just feel like Dallas got a little bit more. Right now, what y'all think, man? Who y'all got winning this series, man? The Clippers, the Mavs, like, who y'all got? No, I heard a lot of people saying y'all had the Clippers. I actually challenging Denver for the Western Conference in the Western Conference Finals this year. I don't know. I honestly, I'm just up here talking, just going by what I'm seeing. But I don't know, man. Who y'all got, man? So far this series, who y'all got the MVP right now? Is it Kyrie? Is it Luka? Is it Paul George? Is it Harden? I ain't say Kawhi, cause he ain't really played but one or two games. But man, y'all let me know. I'm dying to know who y'all got. Like right now, like overall through this whole NBA playoffs that y'all been watching, what's the team that y'all been watching the most, and what players been standing out the most to y'all? For me, it's Ant Man with the Wolves, what he's been able to do, and Jokic, cause you know Jokic it's just the things that big man could do with the ball, the way he running on the fast break and tip the ball up. I know y'all seen that pass. Like, unbelievable guy, 7 foot, can move like that and be that agile, running down the court like a gazelle. Hey, man, we got to start giving Jokic his credit. His game look boring and slow, but it's effective. That's the thing about it. His game is effective. And AD, even though we down 3-1, should be 2-2, AD has been phenomenal in the playoffs, and it's just been a joy to watch. I got more talk on the way. NFL talk coming up next. Stay tuned. BMF talk coming up next. Yeah, I'm talking about Charles and Lucille. Yeah, stay tuned. It's on the way. Dallas Cowboys done came out here and did absolutely nothing, bringing back fat ass Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke trash. That's why you let him go last year. Why the hell you want to bring him back now for? What are you going to do for us? You could have found somebody in the draft. Jerry had a chance to get wide back Derrick Henry, but you didn't even call him. Make me wonder, do y'all really want to win? Or you just want to sell tickets, Jerry? Put the right people around Dak for him to excel, man. We know Dak We know Dak probably top 10, top 15 quarterback. Y'all, he ain't what he is. His stats say that. Well, let's put some help around Dak, man. You got Lamb over there, man. One of the greatest receivers, one of the best young receivers in the league right now. Yeah, let's put some more help around him. Let's go out and get a better tight end like we used to have with Jason Witten. Like, you know, like we need good blocking tight ends, man, to come in there and block for Dak. Tired of losing, man. I really am. I'm tired of losing. We should have got another cornerback. That's what we should have got. It's a whole lot of things the Dallas Cowboys could have addressed, but they didn't. But they want to go out here and play mind games with their fans who spend our hard-earned money coming to these damn games, buying them $30 and $40 goddamn beers and shit just to watch our team lose in the first round. I'm sick of that shit. And I know y'all sick of it, too. Each and every year, we watching the other team celebrate. Yeah, we be at the Super Bowl because we bought the damn ticket. Shit, it's time for us to celebrate again, too. Come on, Jerry. Hopefully, Ezekiel Elliott can contribute to us. He know the playbook, so it ain't like he got to learn this shit. He already know it. But how much do he still got left in his tank? Honestly, how many snaps he going to play this year? 5 or 10 snaps a game? Come on, man. We need a stud. We need a stud mother running back that's going to run that rock. Run that rock like Nino Brown, Randy, and New Jack City. That's what we need. We need a go-getter. And who on the defense beside Michael Parsons going to step up? Michael Parsons on that goddamn podcast every week, but I need your ass sacking the quarterback every week. We don't need no days off. We don't need no days off. All hands on deck. Got me hot. Super hot by CNC. Ain't got nothing against Zeke. She can't get what we need right now. Sometimes you got to leave shit in the past, man. Sometimes you got to leave whatever behind you in the past to keep moving forward, man. So a lot of things out here in the world might distract you. Stop being around those distractions. Stop being around, like my baby mama, my distraction, man. I be focused on life, willing to do a great thing. But when my baby mama come back around, I become weak again. I don't like that. I had $75 in my pocket. I needed that $75 to last me a whole week. But no, my baby mama won't call me. I need gas money. I'm trying to take Junior to football practice. Damn football practice. Junior ain't even passing his grades. He don't need to play. Stop rewarding them kids when they do wrong. Throw a sauna. You want to play? You better pass your class. Nah, you getting mad because he better than you. And I want him to get an education too. So all of men that's watching this channel, man, make sure your kids get an education. Make sure they saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am to their elders, man. It's a whole lot of disrespectful kids out here these days, man. And they can fight, and I can't. My stepson, 17, be putting them hands on me. But I ain't taking no more whoopings. I'm calling the laws on him. Mama talking about he need counseling. His ass need prison. That's what he need. Prison. And guess what? I show him the gate. You want to be a gangster? I'll show you where they put gangsters in jail. In the graveyard. And if you love this show, it go down over on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. Number heat dropping each and every day for y'all. I told y'all I won't stop. I told y'all when I come back out, I was going to come out on fire. Here I am on fire. Like Ant-Man was last night with the wolves. Falling points. Falling. Call Anthony Town. Balling. Man, you got to love this, man. I love what I do, man. I love y'all tuning in, man. Dub, man, I love this show. I be in them comments, man. I love it. Keep that shit going, man. You know, I got Trash of the Day coming up, too. Man, y'all stay tuned. It's coming. Lakers play tonight. Like I say earlier, we in Denver. Down 3-1. Backs against the wall. Everybody counting us out. But I hope them young men, LeBron, AG, Reed, Rui, Bumpy Ham, I hope they gather up the troops and say, man, it's us against the world. And he lives. Everybody expecting y'all to lose tonight. Everybody expecting to come to my page after the game and lose and saying, y'all, I told you so. Well, get what? You won't be here and ha-ha-ing tonight. I want to know what y'all excuse going to be tonight when the Lakers win. That's what the hell I want to know. And we don't want none of y'all damn weed in Denver either. Trash. We got our own. We got our own in our luggage. We got the best out west. Don't get me wrong. I know some weed in Denver good, but it ain't like this. You know, they just ain't trash in their lake. Go and get it. These ain't jokes either. Go and get it. But I got the Lakers tonight winning by 8. Some gonna call me a crazy man. Some gonna call me a fool. But I'm a believer. I believe in LeBron. I believe in AD right now. I think something special going on right now that y'all can't see. See, I walk by faith. You can't see it. You got to feel it. You got to believe it. It got to be in you. You a head coach. You got to be in the breaking down film, showing your team, your opponents, flaws. They like to run this on this side. They like to run this on this side. Y'all know Denver play. Y'all know all they plays. Now, damn it, y'all should be able to stop them. Stop them for the night, LeBron. You pull this shit off. Listen to me, LeBron. You pull this shit off right here. And you go on and win. We won't hear Michael Jeffrey Jordan name no mother. No. Let LeBron pull this out at 39. Be a running down the court like a locomotive. Keep them turnover down, fam. I don't want to see no pouting tonight. I don't want to see no shouting tonight. I want you to let that motherfucking three go tonight. I'm predicting LeBron hit 5 threes tonight. Don't you take him on prospects either, but I'm taking LeBron tonight on the three. I told y'all this show has been sponsored by prospects. Go on, download that out and use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. It's either more or less. I ain't big on there yet, but I'm going to be on now. They might have LeBron attempting over 10 threes tonight. Either you're going to put more or less. It's just that simple. Prospect, easy. You can run it up. Bet 100, they're going to give you 100. Yeah, bet 50, they're going to put another 50 with it. Y'all going to download that app, Prize Pick, man. Use my promo code TRASH, man. Trash of the day coming up, man. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back in the regular studio tomorrow. But y'all bear with me, though, because we cranking up over here, man. I'm bringing this to you from my room. Do you hear me? I told them housekeepers, I better not hear a damn sound. I'm working. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Trash of the day, going to the damn big three. And Anthony Ant-Man Elba said, it's just the big me. Kevin Durant, come here. You know I love you. Brandon Beal, come in. Devin Lightskin, Michael Jackson, Booker, come in. Trash. That's who getting on trash of the day. The Phoenix Sun. Making the big three look bad. I am. Char Barkley, funeral home, makeup, Subway eating. Rolling over in this golf course right now with his bad swinging ass. Kevin Johnson, rolling over in this grave. CP3 All-State, rolling over in this grave. I expected some shit out of Phoenix. Everybody out during the summer. Man, it ain't even fair. KD, Booker, nigga, they wouldn't got beer. They gonna win it. You lie. Damn it, you lie. You need a bench. You need a point guard. And you need a coach. That's something the Phoenix Suns do not have. You damn right they don't have it. And I'm saying it right here tonight. Tune in. I know y'all tune in to watch us lose, but we gonna win. If you love today's show, and I know I'm in my room, man, come on, man. I miss the graphics, man. I'm working. Give me time, damn it. When you first get on your job, you're going to get no raise, do you? Hell no. You got to put the work in. Let me put the work in. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow to get some gadgets, the beautiful graphics and all that shit behind me. It'll be there. But for right now, this is what we got. Tune in. Tune in each and every day, 5 days a week. Jump in the comments because I've been uncommenting with y'all. I've been seeing y'all, dude. Who won the $300? Shit, nobody yet. Because today is the day I'm picking. Today, I would announce the winner today who won the $300. Man, I love doing this for y'all. And I know y'all love tuning in, watching. Man, y'all just don't understand how I feel to be back, man. I've been down, y'all. I've been depressed. Anybody dealing with depression, don't give up, man. Seek help. Get to your loved one. Get around the people that love you the most. I've been down them last 2 months. I wasn't able to film, but I weathered the storm. The numbers going up. The likes going up. I'm feeling the love when I'm out here traveling. We coming, y'all. I got some guests coming. I didn't get to bring the guests last week because I had to go and do my shows and stuff. Bear with me. But I'm doing everything I can to make this show better each and every week. What Bubba Dub got cooking over here on the volume is fire. And I mean fire. See y'all again tomorrow. Let's go, Lakers. Laker Nation, stand up. Jerry Jones, when I see you, is on, boy.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.